No, honestly, no. I wanted to talk to you guys about this offline. Leave it, and then you could probably figure out if you need to leave it in or take it out or whatever. So, Oren, what did you say before we just hit record?
Oh, Brian says his light is brighter and my dick is harder.
Yeah. And then I said, oh, wow, speaking of which, and that's when Wayne was like, I have to hit record. So, yeah, speaking of which, listen, guys, okay, you know, we're all older, right? And things just don't work as properly as they should, right? I mean, you get older and things kind of just, you know, kind of.
I'm the oldest.
I refuse to comment until I know where this is going.
This is health related. So, I've suffered from high blood pressure. Brian, you too. I know you've had that. And then I have recently realized that, you know, I've had sleep apnea. I've had sleep apnea for years. Anybody that's been around me can tell you that I fucking snore. I'm sure Wayne's probably heard it. I'm sure I know Oren's heard it. So
I still hear it.
I know. So I finally got a CPAP machine. A couple of weeks ago, and I'm about 2.5 weeks into my treatment, and oh my God, it's a fucking game changer. And speaking of I'm noticing that blood is flowing in places where it normally didn't when I was falling asleep. And and again, I've been for 5 nights in a row now, I've woken up with you know, some blood flow, and I'm like, wow, this is amazing. I hadn't experienced that for like, yeah.
Your kickstand is back.
I got a kickstand. My kickstand is back, guys. So I'm so covers stoked.
Off your body?
What? What's that?
So were your covers off your body?
Yes, my covers are off my butt. I can't because it's so fucking cold here. But again, everything's going back to normal, and I'm loving it. So I don't know if we want to leave that in or not. But
you should toot your own horn there, you know?
Yeah.
Actually, you know so, who?
Oh, hell, Tony's penis.
Sarah has probably realized that she should have gotten you a CPAP machine years ago.
I know,
she's
right?
She's been saying that for years.
I know. Yeah, she's been putting up with it for years. My God, I was for a good about year, I was on the couch every single night because it was so bad.
Well, that's not why I was saying that.
I know why you're saying that, but it was my sleep apnea was just that bad. But now the CPAP is just, oh my God, it's like, it's life changing. I've got more energy now. Yeah. I'm a couple of weeks in and, you know, I had to get used to it, but now that I'm getting used to it, I'm starting to see these benefits, and I had no idea that any of this was like related. So, and I don't have to get up in the middle of the night and pee. Nope. Like I would have to pee at least 2 or 3 times a night. Don't have to do that. I think I've gotten up once to pee, and that was because I had a bunch of water at night. But anyway, I'm just saying, if you suffer from sleep apnea, see a doctor, start looking at these things and start, you know, taking that a little bit more seriously. I know last week we talked about the asshole. Now it seems we're talking about blood flow. So I'm just going to leave it at that. Just do what you need to do. Yeah. Put your health first this year. Yeah. And Wayne, go to the doctor, and you know, hopefully he can fix you up and doctor you up. I'm sure you're not having any of those issues that I am, because I am an old man. But you know, it is what it is. So anyhow.
By the way, for our listeners, we are not medical professionals. So please see your doctor or professional profession. What's it called?
A medical professional. Physician. Yes, for advice. Yeah. We are not experts at all. No, and as you know, case, the knowledge of nothing.
This is anecdotal evidence here.
Yes. But in this case, yes, in this case, you're 100% correct, experience. Tony. Yeah, okay. And it's not only gives you more energy and all that stuff, it's literally life saving. Yeah. If you're serious enough with the sleep apnea, trust me.
Tony, are you tracking like how your oxygen levels at night?
Yep.
So what's the difference between before and now?
So before and now, I mean, so before I was having these, I think when I got my sleep study done, I was having like 20 interruptions every hour during my sleep.
Wow.
20 interruptions? What does that mean?
So basically, I can't breathe. I'm not breathing.
Yeah.
You're not 20 breathing times correctly. An hour.
So basically, your throat or whatever is closing up. Like on mine, it was in the 30s. So it was like I don't know if people can't see it, but it's like, Brian, so if you're, you know, usually when you sleep, you know, you're breathing, it's normal, but when you sleep apnea, depending how intense it is, mm-hmm. it can close to like the size of a pea or so. Basically, the airflow is not getting into your throat or
your lungs. Yeah, it closes off, and then basically, and then your whole body goes into a shock system, and then has to kind of now take everything and then wake you back up in order for you to breathe again. So you, in essence, are stopping breathing 20 times an hour during your sleep. Yes.
And like I said, mine was in the 30s. So
I am now, last night, as a matter of fact, you know how many incidents I had per hour? 0.5. So I had a half of an incident last night. So that just shows you the range of what sleep apnea does. I mean, it really is a disruptor. I had no idea it was such a disruptor in my life. I knew it because, you know, Sarah would say things and And again, it's a lifesaver. So again, if you are experiencing income,
about trying, I mean, like to do a study, because I'm curious for myself. I don't know what the symptoms are, but let me just tell you, I don't sleep well regularly. I don't sleep in long stretches of time. But I never feel rested. You know, even like I'm just always tired. And I know that Oren has mentioned at times where he has just been sitting and like just doing mundane things like driving or, you know, or just, you know, in the middle of a conversation and then just kind of his body just puts him to sleep. And I'm like, I feel like that constantly. Like I don't fall asleep, but I feel like at any given time that I could just go to sleep. If I close my eyes for like 3 minutes, I'll be asleep. I mean, and I was like, gosh, is this a, is this a symptom here? What is this? Or am I just tired?
Well, it could be. There's a couple of things I think. With your schedule's always all over the place, so that's probably one factor of it. But are you? Do you snore? Do you know if Melda says that you snore or not?
Yeah, my wife has told me I snore, and that's when we first started, when we first got together, like I didn't snore. This is only something that has come up in the last I don't know five plus years, but throughout our relationship, I wasn't always a snorer, but I am now.
Yeah. So I would get a sleep study done and,
study.
Yeah. Get it done. See your physician, see what, cause they will talk to you and
you guys keep talking about how rested you feel. I'm like, that sounds wonderful.
I'm telling you, Brian,
so good.
I've been using it for like 5 years. So, and I mean, Tony can say, you know, even when I think you were there, he could say how I was before, basically what Tony was describing, but even maybe step worse. I mean, yeah, like you said, Brian, I would just sit there. I'd sit down. As soon as I'd sit down, knock out.
It made me think about it.
Stop at a red light, knock out.
The other day I was taking like a quick power nap, like 15, 20 minutes before I went to work. And then I woke myself up.
With snoring. You know,
like taking a big deep breath.
And okay.
My wife's like, are you okay? You know, like, you know, cause she was sitting on the other couch and, you know, but it was weird because I don't usually experience something like that. And it was just, it made me think of you guys and, this whole study thing. So
you should, man, give it a shot. Again, if you are having any of those symptoms, go see your doctor. We are not medical professionals. These are just our personal experiences. I don't even want to just go see your doctor if you're having anything like that. But I'm telling you, it's a game changer. I'm 2.5 weeks in and, I'm starting to reap the benefits now. I'm not exhausted when I do workouts. I actually want to go work out where I've traditionally wanted to just stay in bed. And again, I can't even explain it, man. It's just it's awesome. But I digress, guys. Let's it's good to see you two weeks in a row. Are we ready to get the show going, Brian?
Always.
No.
Right?
No, just kidding. Yeah.
That was your cue, Brian. That's your cue.
I know what my cue is. All right, gentlemen. Here we go for the second week in a row. We're all together. Let's get it going. Let's kick those fires. Kick those fires. I can't.
Wow.
I can't.
Okay. Sleep study.
I can't. Sleep study. Let's kick those tires, light those fires, and smack that ass. Let's get it going. Woo!
Woo!
Boom! Woo. Yeah.
Welcome to the con.
You know, before we start, I have an idea, you know, because we're vacillating around like possible new formats that we're going to, you know, see what play around with maybe starting in February.
Yep.
We'll share more to our listeners in the near future. But one of the ideas is that we have each of the common will drive their own show. We'll be the showrunner and we will all take our turns as show being a showrunner for one episode. And I'm for my idea, since I kind of sort of do that in the background as it is. Maybe for mine, I'll just not edit the show and just post it as is.
Why do that to our fans?
Oh, come on. Really?
Why do that to the listeners?
That'll make it fun.
Yeah. Wayne needs a break is what he's saying.
I know, Wayne, you saw what kind of show it was when we tried not to upset you.
That was a hilariously hot mess. That's what that was.
Right. I feel like this show is starting off the same way.
That's the problem. We don't need to be worried about upsetting anybody because...
Yeah, that's nobody's true. Listening. That's it. That's why.
Only bots are listening, right?
Yes. Yeah. Yep. Yep. Virginia.
Thank you, Virginia.
Yeah. Thank you, Virginia. And guess what? Virginia was a one-time stop, man. They just stopped by, downloaded all our episodes, and then and booked it, man. I feel so used. At least they'd stick around for a week or two.
That's nice. You're gone before I wake up. All right. Cool.
Oh, and another thing.
Well, you did mention the blood flow. Maybe they were just teasing.
That's true.
And the other thing is, I have not used AI this week. So there you go. Maybe that's explaining why they're not coming.
Is that
to see
something
us.
You need to say? I mean, like, do you use AI so often now that you have to, like, hey, guess what I didn't do?
I didn't use AI. I'm not using it that often, but when I do use it, I'm going to see what these correlations kind of play with. On how to get more engagement with our show, there's actually an app that I use for our posting every week, right? So there's that, you know how I put the posts up on Instagram and it kind of has a reel, a video kind of, that plays along. They have an AI program and they ask you a bunch of questions about your show. What's it about? How's it going? And then it will automatically generate a video based on all of that information. And then you decide if you want it or if you don't. It's got the messaging in there and it just does it on its own. So I'm looking at that to utilize maybe throughout the week as opposed to once a week when we post an episode on Wednesdays. So anyway, a little too TMI there. Anyhow,
no, I asked. I was just wondering, like, you know, like you and Tony, your BFF is AI. I don't know.
Yeah, we're having fun together, man. Yeah. We're having fun.
Your besties. Your AI is like, I could help your blood flow.
All right, guys.
Well, yeah, we've got kind of a nice, let's just call it a nice and relaxed old school con show. I mean, we've got some listener feedback to kind of go over. Wayne is going through. No, not that old. Come on.
Yeah, we don't want to go back that far, man.
This show wouldn't be a show without you. Anyway, Wayne's going through a remodel that we're going to kind of... I don't know anything about this remodel, but I want to hear all about it. Tony's going through a blizzard. I can't talk.
A wizard?
Yeah, he's a wizard. He's a wizard.
Well,
right?
With that blood flow. You know, I mean,
that's right. You're right. He's shaking his wand all over the place. All right. Some magic fights going on around there.
Did you just get off work, Brian? Did you just get off work again? Yes. I kind of figured.
Long week. And I'm just ready to relax.
Amen.
Yeah. I don't know if this is going to be a reoccurring segment. I'll leave it up to you guys. More importantly, I'll leave it up to the listeners. But Brian's book report, is that going to be a segment thing now?
I don't know. You did announce on the show last week.
I did.
You added to your resolutions that you were going to hit 50 books this year.
And I'm going strong. So we'll talk about that. Yeah.
Okay, cool.
We got the BO report coming up. And then the most important news of the week during the BO report, we're going to see... Well, we already know who won our football hometown pick'ems, but
we do?
There is a controversy afoot.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. And then we're going to go for the facts of the week, the poll results, sponsor break, and everybody's favorite and mine, some pop quickies.
Woo-hoo. Yeehaw.
First off, gentlemen, before we get started with anything, Tony, can you ask your AI? I need a coin flip between Wayne and Orin.
Oh, coin. So, okay.
I don't know who wants to pick it, but one of you needs to pick the coin flip, and I will explain why later.
Should I do a real one or should I do simulation?
Well.
Well,
the simulation has sound effects.
You have a coin around you.
Yeah. I've got a coin here. I got a coin.
Oh, you actually have hard currency?
Yeah, I do. It's actually a challenge coin, so we'll use that.
Oh.
Okay, show the challenge coin. What is it? What the size do we get to pick from?
This will be heads.
So that's a law enforcement badge.
Yep, and then on the back,
and then the American flag
is tails. All right,
blue line flag. Okay.
Okay.
So, Orin, do you want to be the flag or the shield?
Heads or tails?
I missed that whole thing.
What? What are we doing again? We're talking about you.
I know. Well, he's basically right now, he's in the zone. He's preparing for his big segments this week, okay?
I should have done that before I started the intro.
All right, so Wayne is going with tails.
I was trying to get a hold of our special guest. What? Sorry.
Oh, okay. A special guest. Okay. So tails. All right, here we go. Tails it is.
Tails it is. So Wayne wins. Is that
Wayne wins. Yeah, so whatever Wayne that means. What? We have no idea. Brian is trying to build up to something, so I don't know what he's going with. So, all right. Okay, what else is going on, man? Any listener feedback this week? Guys?
I unfortunately did not, but I have been kind of MIA from the world outside of work. So, I've been, no.
I don't have any feedback either. No listener feedback this week for me. How about anybody? Wayne? Warren?
Longtime listener Donald sent me a meme after listening to our last episode. Basically like a quick or a little video about two guys golfing, and I guess they're brothers. And I'm paraphrasing this in the video where the guy was like, going, man, I need to find one thing to make me get over the hump, you know, be the top dog, be alpha. And his brother's like, well, you really want to do that? I could tell you how to do it. He goes, all right, every time you find a penny, stick it up your ass. And you're just like, what? No, seriously, stick it up your ass. And then, you know, like I do like $30 worth every day or something like that, you know.
$30 worth?
Something stupid, right? And then he goes, what I do with it, everywhere I want to go, I spend those pennies. So now everybody I talk to, they have not, more than likely, I've been doing this for 10 years, so I don't know how many millions of pennies are out there in the world that has been up my ass. Everybody has now had a penny, something from my ass, and I can tell them I have that over them. I'm like, really?
That is his alpha male status, is putting pennies up his ass.
And that is how COVID started,
That's a bit of a stretch. That's a bit of a stretch, but okay. Oh, well, whatever. To each his own, man. To each his own.
The brother was like, well, you are fucking crazy. He goes, no. Yeah. You see that? What do you have in your pocket right now? Do you have any change? It's all that's probably been up in my ass.
That's gross, man. I don't even want to think about, like, yeah, money's already money grosses me out anyhow. So, I mean, to add that on top of it, no thanks. All right. Wayne, what's going on with your remodel, dude? We had a meeting on Friday night. I called and Wayne was in the middle of a remodel and I was like, what? So what have you been working on?
You know, I picture that scene in Iron Man 2 where he's just destroying his basement, moving lasers around. Wayne's in this, you know, like this white tank top, just kind of glistening with sweat. You know, as he's just like moving a laser, he's got Captain America's shield underneath whatever, you know, whatever crystal he's got, as he's got this huge old wrench just manually, you know, muscularly, you know, moving this laser beam through his apartment.
Yeah. Are you reading those romance novels again?
Right.
Jesus Christ. I'll try to pare it down because it's actually multiple projects that just happen to lump together around the same time frame. We got a new couch about a week ago. And part of that was we got rid of the one in the living room, which was fine, but we wanted one that had a sleeper sofa. So we got one of those. So getting that set up, and then, you know how like never sure if the color is right, because you see in the showroom or online, and the color was a little bit cooler than we expected because we have more warm tones. So we actually got to get creative and then figure out more design stuff. Like, okay, when are you going to get a rug that brings in colors? And we're doing all this research. Anyways, doing all this stuff. But we have this old sofa just middle of our living room for past week until, you know, some a charity group could come pick it up, which was this past weekend. So that started things. I was like, well, the reason why we're doing that is like, okay, well, let's do some spring cleaning while we're at it. So we're going through all our closets, all our clothes, doing all this crap. I mean, just stuff in our storage areas and moving those things out. And we donated a whole bunch of clothes that way, like bags worth, which then led to, well, another project. Well, you kind of see the uncanny, you can tell my lighting's a little different in my room, but
yeah, totally.
What used to be on the wall with the light is used to be a TV. It's no longer there. I took it off. They had a wall mounted TV. Some of the artwork was over there is off. All the artwork actually is all off, all the walls. So we actually painted all our rooms.
Oh, wow.
But
what led to that was that, well, you know, you have to move all that furniture and prep the room. Dana now has my bed frame. I'm actually borrowing her old bed frame because it's on a temporary because I'm going to have a Murphy bed installed end of next week. Wow. So that's another thing. I'm buying a Murphy bed because this is my work environment, which is my bedroom. But I love to be able to put the bed up and away, have more space and make it convert it into an office. It's more of a mental thing and also give you more space.
Yeah.
So there's one begat to another. So as of past couple of days, we prepped the rooms, washed all the walls. You know, I was scraping things off the walls because I had all the acoustic panels. So I don't know if I sound different because it's a little bit brighter room.
Yeah,
right
you kind of, you actually do kind of sound a little different, a little bit more echoey. But
that's okay. it's definitely a live room right now. So I apologize for that. But I do have a acoustic artwork panels I'll be installing on this wall over here.
Cool.
So it's a cool little like a mountain landscape. So we'll put that up. But yeah, I'm gonna take a page out of Tony. This wall that's no longer has a TV, I'm gonna make it into my art wall. So
nice, sweet, yeah, man. That's cool.
So
right on.
And accent and color over on the back wall over here that I'm facing. So it was a shit ton of work. It was like 12-13 hours of just doing all the stuff yesterday, just getting all the stuff done.
Man, that I know how that goes. You have one thing that you work on and then all of a sudden next thing you know you're knee deep in something else. So
I love it. Those are the kind of projects that I love. That they just like bleed into other things now and then like now all of a sudden we just wanted a new couch and now you're painting walls and you're talking about artwork on the walls.
I got one leftover project. I'm going to be updating some of our outlets from 2-prong to 3-prong with a GFCI outlet, so
you're really upgrading things there, man. That's cool.
I still have some leftover electrician tools from when someone installed an AC unit here. So, yeah.
Oh, wow. Great. All right. So I'm just going to briefly touch on, I've been dealing, you guys want to know what the high is right now? Now we're recording on Sunday morning and, I would just like to share with you what I've been going through in the past week. I've been making it a goal to go to the gym every week, but this week, the snow, there's been blizzards. I've been staying home all week. Well, not all week. I got out to the gym 3 times this week, so that was good.
Wow,
in between storms. So that's decent, right? So, but right now, Sunday morning, as we're recording, I want to show the guys and get their reaction to how this is the high right now. This is where I'm at right now. I want you to look at the temperature and then the real feel right underneath it.
Minus 13, real feel is minus 40.
Yes.
Wow.
That is what it feels like outside. It is beautiful too. The sun is out. It is a gorgeous day and it is negative 40 out. That is how fucking cold it is.
It's negative. It's what it feels like.
Snow angels.
Yes. That's what it feels like. I should go out and take like some hot water. I've never done that before.
No,
that hot water experience. And then go out and throw it in the air and see if it instantly turns to like snow. Have you seen that before?
Yeah.
Where
people do that?
I should do that.
Film that, please. Film that. Go out there without a shirt on, too.
Oh, fuck you. I'm not going out. It is cold out there. It is so bad that the dogs, poor little dogs, they're out there. And the minute that they put their paws on the ground, they're instantly frozen. So it's we got to get booties warm and all that stuff. But oh my God, man, it is so cold. And last night they had the game, the big football game, and it was negative 4 there. So it is so cold out right now. And I just want to check in with you guys. What's the weather like in Southern California right now?
Hold on, I'll look right now.
Well, I did wear a long sleeve shirt this morning.
Yeah, right. I've got a hoodie on. In fact, Tony, I'm wearing more clothing than you are at the moment. I've got a hoodie.
I've got a heat. I know, but I've got a heater right underneath my desk, guys. This heater is like keeping me warm. So yeah.
Okay, so where it is
47,
right where I'm sitting, is that it is 46 degrees mm-hmm. outside. I'm going to have a high today of 60 degrees and a low tonight of 38.
Ooh. Ooh,
well, I got
so
you
cold.
Beat, Brian. Yeah.
It's so cold. Oh, man. So, yeah, that's I just wanted to touch base on that. It is bitingly cold. It is we have to
compare my weather app. It says my real feel, which I still think is silly. Like who does, you know, it's like who decides what it subjectively feels like?
I do. They call me up. I'm like,
I had a real feel last night.
Right.
You know.
So Brian, you're the source of that then, huh? You're the real feel guy. You're the real feel expert.
I'm a real feel guy.
Oh wait, Brian's been real feeling me. Never mind.
Apparently my weather app says it feels like 45 degrees. So almost like a total opposite end of what you're feeling over there.
Wow, totally.
And I'm in the middle of wind and Brian, so there you go.
All right, well, sweet. All right, Brian, hey, what's the latest on your book report? You said that you, on Friday night, said that you've been knocking it out. How many more books have you added to your list?
I am crushing this so far. Hold on, I'm pulling up the app because now I track it. My daughter has, she's been into books for many years now, has been asking me to book journal with her, doing all this stuff. She's actually talked me into doing this book challenge as a part of a New Year resolution of 50 books, and she has introduced this app excuse me, for me that will help me keep track of what I've done and keep me on track with my goals. And so far, I have completed 8 books out of 50.
Damn.
So I am crushing it. I have read.
Listen to.
Yeah. Yeah. Like I full transparency. I'm honest about it.
Yeah.
I do a lot of driving and, I listen to things as I'm like reviewing, reports and things like that. But, I stumbled upon a new author that I've enjoyed so far. Her name is Martha Wells, and I read her first book in the Murderbot Diaries, which was pretty good. All Systems Red, that's the latest one. I finished up a couple books that I started last year, so you know, to be honest with you, I don't know if that's cheating or not. Technically, I finished them this year, but
it counts.
Yeah, but. The Timothy Zahn Star Wars series. He's now a Star Wars legend as far as book writing goes. Yeah. And I finished Heir to the Empire, Dark Force Rising, and The Last Command.
So were those good books? Because I remember those were the sequels. They were supposedly the episodes 7, 8, and 9 that were supposed to come out, the original part of the trilogy. But are they good?
They are good. Good. I don't usually reread books, but I've had these in my collection and I wanted to reread them last year. Mm-hmm. And they're awesome. So
that's good.
I really enjoyed them, but I finished them this week. And then on top of that, I finished the Force Unleashed, which is my favorite Star Wars story, and I'm going to start the sequel to that pretty soon. And I'm currently reading the second Percy Jackson book in the series with my son. So I'll probably finish that with him today, and then I'll start a new book later this afternoon or tonight.
Damn, dude, you're on a roll. You are on roll,
man. Put a goal
man.
In front of me. And you
where's
know,
your like, daughter at? Are you smoking her right now? Are you beating her far and away?
Totally.
But she's putting in the hard work though. She's actually, you know, she's doing what she needs to do.
The hard work is keeping me motivated and
and it's all working out. Yeah, oh, that's good. Hey, what is this about? What were you going to talk about, Wayne? You put a couple notes in here. One of them I think is hysterical because I've been wanting to get somebody's take on this thing, but I'm glad you brought it in there.
Yeah, I'm noticing in the news and social media that there's been another new craze or trend that's been happening, And we've seen it come from things come and go, but this one just seems really strange to me. For those who don't know, there's a brand that's been around for decades, Stanley, as in like the, you know, the thermoses, the cupware, you know, those kind of drinking things, usually for heavy duty utilitarian type of, you know, products. I mean, they work, you know, they're nothing fancy really typically. But I guess lately there's been a trending thing where everybody was trying to get their Stanley cup, specifically a certain like designer style ones. And specifically I actually one, maybe, I don't know if you know, have more information about Starbucks branded collaboration ones, where they would rush into like Targets, or actually one, I think there was one instance where a person just went behind the barista bar at a Starbucks and just grabbed a case of Stanley cup, those Stanley cups, and just walked out of it, out of the store with them.
And then he got tackled by a bunch of people, man. They were like, they were ferocious, I mean, for these things.
This is like the hot ticket item, like, you know, like the Tickle Me Elmo, but it's not even Christmas time. I mean, it's this ridiculous, the fever around this, and where they're decorating these things, there's all these accessories you could buy to make them more personalized. I think there's like this whole weird after niche market that's associated with this. And I don't know if you guys heard about it. Just want to kind of throw it in there. If you guys have heard anything about this or what your thoughts are.
Let me just tell you. Wanting a Stanley Cup has been an obsession of mine since I was a child.
Are you kidding me? For real? You're being for real?
I have always wanted the Stanley Cup. In fact, I have pictures of myself.
You're talking about the Stanley Cup.
The Stanley Cup, right?
The Stanley Cup.
You have men going to war for 6 months plus out of the year just to spend one day with the Stanley Cup, to drink out of it, to have parties around it. I mean, so the Stanley Cup craze is nothing new to me. I totally get it. I'm glad that the world has finally caught up and is on board with the Stanley Cup. I mean, you just ask anybody who plays hockey, but anybody who plays in the NHL, I mean, just to have your name engraved on Lord Stanley's Cup, I mean, like, that is like you're immortal. You are immortal.
Yes. Yeah.
And
you're
so
on there
I get
forever.
It. Yeah. I get it. Right. So the Stanley Cup, absolutely. I'm glad the world now sees the obsession have been feeling since we've been little.
So now you are basically saying that the world is finally caught up with you guys, with the hockey fans, because everybody's, the Stanley Cup is the Stanley Cup. All been obsessed with it for years and years.
We all
want to
drink out of it, right?
Exactly. And put all that stuff. And there's pictures of you putting one of your children in the Stanley Cup. And you're now the world is caught up. But
yes,
they're tumblers, Brian. They're tumblers. They're actual tumblers. They're sippy cups. That's it. The Stanley Cup. But I understand where you're coming from. So now everybody is obsessed with the Stanley Cup, and now everybody. Anyway, I don't know. There must be some kind of like, is this a TikTok trend? I don't even know where this started. It actually came out of nowhere, man. It came out of nowhere. And then all of a sudden this week, my Twitter feed is just exploding with all of these Stanley Cup things. I think that, you know, they've got some kind of marketing tool behind it. They have to.
It's a limited edition Stanley/Starbucks tumbler. So
yeah,
and people are like lining up overnight.
Well, did
in
you
cold
see the like the
yes,
yeah, the Valentine's Day one, like the red one? It was supposed to be like at Target or something. Like
yeah, I did.
Like, I saw it like on a one.
Yeah, that's the Starbucks one.
Is it red?
Yes, it's red.
Red or pinkish.
All right.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm thinking of the same one.
But I don't get it, man. I've never really gotten into, I mean, when I was a kid, of course, growing up, seeing these toys and seeing some of these things that we've always wanted. Like, I remember the NES coming out, and I remember everybody would want one for Christmas. But I have since been like, I don't know. I don't get it anymore. I don't understand why everybody needs to have this. Is it a one-up thing? I don't know. Or is it, I'm just thinking it's something.
A FOMO thing, right?
It is.
Yes. It is a FOMO thing.
You think about this, right? It's because now we're marketing water. And.
Yeah.
And, go ahead.
No. The fact that you brought that up, this is weird too, because there was just a study that came out that said, you know what? Plastic bottles, if you're drinking water out of plastic bottles,
right,
they're now a lot more plastic particulates in this water. So I just find it very odd that that story dropped at the same time. Here goes my conspiracy hat, guys.
Right,
It's coming back on. My tinfoil hat is going back on my head. This is why it's doing. This is why it's so it's going there. But anyway, what were you saying, Brian?
So if you remember growing up, people didn't buy water at the amount that people buy water now, right?
No.
Because we drank out of drinking fountains,
yes,
hoses, or straight out of the carton, right? There just was not this focus on, did you get your water? Drink a gallon a day. Oh, water. We need water. I'm always thirsty. There's just nothing like that. But recently, and I'm going to say in the past, 20 years, 20 to 15 years, the whole focus has been you have to have your water. Did you bring your water? Did you bring portable water? Did you bring water? Can't drink and the water, whoever's in charge of the water marketing is a genius, because they have taken something that used to be free, have profited on it, and just has made people crazy that they don't have enough of it. Right.
And it's cheap, dude. It's cheap, right? It used to be free. And now it's they've cornered the market on water.
They're accessorizing water. They're accessorizing it with the Stanley Cup.
Oh my God, you're right. It is all about the market, man. It is all about the marketing. So again, we're blowing things open, guys. It is all a conspiracy. They're wanting you to feast, and they want you to famine over this. They want you to wrestle, because again, they love fights, man. This is the one thing that I've noticed about it. Everything. Yes. Fight means money. If you're in there and you are, cutting in line in front of everybody at Target and somebody's catching you on video, or if you're running in and going back behind the counter and stealing a case of this, it leads to that whole
crimes,
frenzy.
People do not remember commit crimes shit. Are harm to anybody.
Four short years ago, it was toilet paper. Remember that? Remember that, folks? Remember it was toilet paper? And it's just, again, they're trying to get you into the hype. They want you to spend all of the money on the toilet paper, and now it's water cups. That's where it is, man. That's right. That's where it is. They're trying to get you with that.
Let's try to pick the next fad. How can we profit off the next thing? How do we charge people for air?
That's it. Oxygen. Let's do oxygen. I don't know. Let's put it in a box.
Don't breathe in the free stuff. You gotta have highly, premium air.
Do you guys remember from was it Spaceballs, the canned air?
Yes. That's what we need. Let's start doing that, guys. We're ahead of the game. And then we need to have a bunch of different containers that have all of these cool things. And the rarer, we'll have them in different scents. Like your oxygen is strawberry flavored. And again, we could crossbreed the Stanley Cup with the Prime stuff that's going on right now.
Way.
Everybody's always going out for these
need
rare.
Things. And we need Taylor Swift to be a spokesperson for air.
Yes, and then we'll hire Jake Paul, and he'll bring it all together, man. Oh, and guess what? We're going to be rich, guys. We're going to be fucking rich. Canned air. It's coming, folks. Just you wait and see. Line up right now. Get your orders in as fast as we can. Anyway. All right. So on to the next thing that we want to talk about. I have been avoiding this show and Wayne put a note into Notion, and it says... Oh,
it's Oren, man. Big O.
Oren did. Oren put in something regarding Disney. We've already talked to the MCU all ad nauseum, but Oren did the hard work for us, and he sat through all of Echo, and he now wants to share his opinion on what Echo, whether it was good or whether
I
it was bad.
I can see the look on his face, and he looks miserable. He looks like somebody just did
don't
him
ever
wrong.
Say that. Yeah, don't ever say that Oren didn't take one for the team, man. It looks like he took one for the team on this
one,
guys.
I am looking forward to his report right now, because he looks pissed.
Miserable. And without further ado, Oren, take it away, man. What were your thoughts on Echo?
Yeah, guys, next time I say I'll take one for the team, just do me a favor and put me out of my misery all right away. Don't let me do it, because I learned my lesson the hard way. Trust me. I don't, I mean, just basically what I put down, don't watch it. I mean, I will give it credit. It's better than Hawkeye, but,
whatever.
I love that little bit. I love that little bit.
Yeah, like, you know, there's, yeah, you know, there's no, little musical in it. So that makes it better right away, right there.
Hey, that musical was a
and
gift.
That musical was a piece of shit. So was the show. And so was this show. You know, I wanted to say something good about it. I did. I wanted to actually, you know what? I will. It started out good.
Okay.
Because, you know, it went into her backstory.
Yeah.
And it was a good story in the beginning. And then I'd say after the third episode, it just took a turn sideways and got into their Marvel mumbo jumbo magical shit.
Oh yeah, my gosh. I thought you were gonna say magic fight. I converted another one.
No.
Marvel magic fight.
And yeah, so that's all I really have to say about it. Is just don't watch it. Don't
really?
Do
was
it.
That bad?
It was, I mean, like I said, I want to find something good because, you know, people put time into making these things. And,
of course.
You know, so yeah, I want to find something to say, you know, especially with my family background. I want to say, you know, into the creative process of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's well done. But, yeah, it just took a turn that was just like, what the, huh? You know, and so that's
things
all.
Things that make you go, all right. So
yeah, exactly. You know, I don't know if that clarifies anything, but, yeah, I mean,
if you had to rate it
better than Hawkeye,
if you had to rate it on a scale of like 1 to 10, where would you put it?
4.
Okay. Wow. Okay.
I'd give it a 4.
And it just seems like it. And I remember the campaign for this was like, it's MA, first time ever, yeah. MA on Disney Plus. And you're like thinking, fuck yeah, there's going to be blood and shed, and it's going to be more along the lines of Daredevil.
That should be a
Punisher
show.
Yeah, or Punisher. And you're telling me if it was, it ran flat.
It ran, it was, I mean, it started out, like I said, it started out good.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was just like, okay, well, you know, all right, yeah, what's his face is there, but so sort of
D'Onofrio, Vincent D'Onofrio.
Yeah,
Kingpin.
I like him as an actor, I liked him in Kingpin during the Netflix Daredevil series,
the first Daredevil. Mm-hmm. That was good.
I mean, there was a scene with Daredevil that was cool. Yeah, and I don't know, the D'Onofrio, I don't know if it was his the inflection in his voice or the tone of, I mean, how he was playing the character. I just, it was sort of like, I don't know. It was sort of annoying the way he was playing, the way he was playing that character.
And he was one of
just
the,
like,
that's a shame because he was one of the highlights to me as far as villains were concerned in the MCU. Mm-hmm. To see it just be kind of like stripped of all of that magic and that wonder and that great storytelling, it's a shame, man. It really is a shame. I don't know what they're just doubling down on shit, man, and I don't understand why.
Have you guys seen it's been in the news. I've seen, for whatever reason, I see it a lot this week. Maybe it's an old story, but the new director for one of the Star Wars projects.
I've avoided this story because I didn't want to get into it because I get
the comment that she made about.
Okay, so I'll stop you there.
Okay,
because I've been seeing this crap because of work.
Okay. All right. Please take over.
So let's nip this in the bud. So there's a new director for the upcoming Rey Skywalker, Palpatine, whatever you want, movie. The series is coming up. The director is new to the Star Wars universe.
Oh, it's a series?
It's going to be the next trilogy.
Okay.
But basically, the director has a past history of doing documentaries specifically about the Middle East and then the struggles of females within those cultures.
Yep.
Okay.
That comment was taken from that conversation when she was making those films about making men feel uncomfortable because of the content of the documentary.
So it was out of context.
It was extremely out of context.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So it was very relevant to what the project she was working on and actually makes a lot of damn sense.
That makes me feel better, actually.
But then you got the fanboys nowadays that are pulling that language. Oh, you know, granted, I think that that comment makes no...
Everybody wants to create controversy,
has nothing to do with the film. I think bigger thing is,
I'm glad.
What does her filmography say about Star Wars. I don't know if she could pull that off. That's going to be
kind of interesting. Well, didn't she direct an episode or two of Ms. Marvel?
Yes. I think she was Netflix the show. Wasn't she like
was she
one
a showrunner?
Was she one of the...
I'm not sure if she was a showrunner.
I think she was on Ms. Marvel. And actually, I enjoyed Ms. Marvel. So
yeah, we gave it very high praise. So, but again, basically, the work that I know of that she has done that I've seen, like, I know we've enjoyed.
Yeah. Yeah, but I can see where that taken out of context, they're now doubling down on the whole thing.
I'm glad to hear that
there was something in context.
Yeah, they wanted to kind of create controversy, but really there's no reason for that. So I'm glad to hear it because I wish for the day where Marvel becomes what Marvel used to be, and I want the same thing for Star Wars. So. Yep. I think
it's too far gone on both sides, man. I think it's just not going to happen. There's nothing that's making me excited about anything. The Fantastic Four, I could really give a shit now. It's like
the next Spider-Man movie.
I don't even want that. Well, actually, the Spider-Verse is the only thing that is like saving the saving grace. And Kraven actually looks like it's somewhat decent.
Yeah.
But again, Sony has been very kind of hit or miss with their Spider-Man projects. So, and when it comes to their live action, they've been mostly missed, to be quite frank. Mobius was trash. Venom was trash. And I don't see Kraven kind of coming to the rescue on that. So I don't know. It's just, it's all kind of, it's done. It's just done. It's unfortunately, we now need to kind of evolve and find our other like stories in books and all of that other stuff. So anyway, I'm done with it. Yes, books. All right, let's get on. Let's get into it. All right, let's get right into it, guys. Let's do the BL report.
Welcome to the BL report. I'm Brian, and I bring the B.
And I'm Orin, and I bring the O.
All right, guys. I know we're gonna get through this really quick. I'm gonna talk about Wrexham. They won their game yesterday. They won 2-0 to Wilmington, and and that puts them right now as the standings stand. In second place. So good job. As the standing stand currently right now. Yeah, I'm standing by that. And I don't have much more to talk about. The Ducks have just been plagued with injuries. They're still in a rebuild, so their record kind of reflects that. And that's all I'm going to say about that. Go ahead, Tony.
I'm going to see a game, man. I'm going to see the Ducks play Chicago in March. So
really,
just let you know.
Are you going to be rooting for the Ducks or for the Chicago?
I'll be rooting for the Ducks.
Thank you.
A friend of mine, a friend of mine, and Orin probably remembers him. Andy. Andy's out here, and we're actually going March 12th. We're going to see the Ducks and the Blackhawks play. So I will have a report on that in March. So
that's awesome.
All right. So cool. Right.
I'm going to save our hometown pick'ems for the end. But Orin, do you've got anything?
I do. Yes. Got some facts a little early actually. Dealing with the Caitlin Clark serial. First of all, Caitlin Clark. First let me gloss over the local teams down here. Okay, my Lakers, Dodgers are still there, they still have Otani. Angels are a non-existent, and there you go. All right, so
that's it. Love it.
That's all there is to it. Yeah, but okay, so let me try that again. Caitlin Clark, this girl, man, guys, she's amazing.
Yes,
that's all I gotta
agreed.
Say. She's made it big time. She has her own cereal.
Yes.
Which, Tony, I'll talk to you off air about maybe buying a box or two and sending them this way.
Yeah, no, I'll definitely do that. If you guys let me know, I'll put, if you guys got orders, send me, let me know right now. I can definitely do it. It is a regional
email Tony
cereal.
At Knowledge and Nothing, and he'll
send you Caitlin. Yeah.
Yeah, I'll send you Caitlin Clark's cereal. There's
Caitlin,
bunches of
Caitlin
it.
Caitlin Clark. Caitlin Clark's Crunch. Man, I can't say that's a tongue twister.
That name? Yeah, that is it. Didn't you see the picture?
Caitlin Clark's Crunch.
Yeah. I did, but I didn't read the box. Yeah. But I did see the picture.
So anyway, just real quick about this. You know, guys, she, just to give an idea to our listeners who may not even know her, this girl, she's averaging 31 points a game.
Amazing.
That's 31 points a game. Last night, she scored 30 again. 31 points, 7.3 rebounds, and 7.7 assists.
Jeez. Okay, so she took the night off then, huh?
Yeah, she took the night off by 1 point, yeah. So that's because, they were so far ahead. You know,
they benched her for some rest.
Indiana. No, actually, she didn't go out till like, there was maybe 2 minutes left in the game, so she was still there.
Yeah.
But, so... Just to, this girl is, she's like a combination of, like we talked, last week. So I think she has the mentality of Kobe Bryant.
Yeah.
The shooting ability of Steph Curry. Mm-hmm. And his, I mean, she can shoot the ball from anywhere and pretty much make it with precision. And the passing skills of Steve Nash. If people don't know who Steve Nash is.
I do,
Yeah, one of the best passing point guards in the, I put those three together. And it's her in a female form.
Just last night, Warren, I didn't know if you heard this, but there was at one point the commentators were like, oh, she's not really doing much on defense. And I'm like, go fuck yourselves. Yeah. What the fuck are you talking about?
Because she won't let the other team hold the ball because she keeps scoring on them. The best defense is an awesome offense.
She's killing it on the court. Yeah. And they're like, they want to pick something that she's not doing well. I'm like, yourselves.
Yeah.
Spend they don't like the laces on her shoes.
Where the fuck is the other? Where are the other members of the team at?
Let's talk about the other 30-point scorer on the other team.
Are somewhat lacking. Jesus Christ, man.
Yeah, so if there's one thing she needs to work on is her defense. But she's holding the person that she's guarding to half the total they usually score, so everyone's got
exactly.
Everybody can work on something, right? I don't know. Anyway,
That's true.
She right now she's projected to go first in the WNBA draft. That's if she doesn't decide to come back to Iowa for one more year, because even though she's a senior, she still has a year of eligibility because of a COVID year.
All right, I'm making this proclamation right now. So we're gonna have to mark the date. If she does decide to go into the WNBA draft and gets drafted, that will be the team I support. I want to see that team. I will follow that team. I will add that team to the BO report. We will do. I want to see her succeed. I want to see this is the player I'm hitching my wagon to.
I agree.
So we'll see who is lucky enough to draft her. If she decides to go into the draft, and if not, we'll just keep talking about Iowa, next year until she does get drafted. But I will follow that team, and and that will be the team. That will be my WNBA team.
Sweet.
Yeah, I sort of hope she does go and goes second because the Los Angeles Sparks have the second pick.
Or maybe the Sparks will trade up to get her.
To get her. That I'm a big Sparks fan or WNBA fan.
We know that it's -40 right now in Iowa. I'm sure she much would rather be in Southern California.
LA has cornered the market on like the gods, right? You've got King James on the Lakers. You've got Caitlin Clark on the Sparks. And now you've got Ohtani on the Dodgers. So, I mean, come on. Shed some. I don't know. Maybe.
Nope. Don't forget the Angels.
Forget the Angels.
The Rams recently won a Super Bowl too. So
speaking of which, enough with the LA talk. All right, guys, share some love with everybody else in the country. Okay,
So I mean, that's what I had on that. Last night's game, Kansas City, they won. Woohoo! I was I'm
biting my tongue so bad. I watched that game last
year's resolution, right?
I know I am. I'm just like I'm biting my fucking tongue, dude.
Oh, man.
I there's so much sweat. There no, I'm not even gonna say it. I will just say this. I will what is this what was the name of the dance that they were doing last night? Something swag, the swinging swag or I don't even know. Oh God, the game was driving me fucking bonkers, man. It was driving me nuts. And I never watched the Kansas City Chiefs because of my New Year's resolution, but I had to last night and it was absolutely driving me fucking nuts. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, figure it out. Read between the lines. Yeah. I'm not gonna even spend more attention on
don't
it.
Don't break your resolution because
I watched
of this.
It.
Yes. Exactly.
Yeah, I watched it until a certain person made a catch and then they went to a certain person and then I turned it off. And I didn't go back to it because I was not going to subject myself to that, and like Tony, I will not bring it up. And
even though we kind of did,
I brought it up.
Did, but we did.
I was kind of baiting you, but you didn't take the bait. Yeah. You held strong.
Yep,
Brian, it's your fault.
It is. It is my fault.
But back to Caitlin Clark. So that's all I have.
All right, guys.
Yeah,
here is this season recap, and we will crown a winner for our con men, hometown, homer pick'ems for our football challenge, and it is only for bragging rights, but I'm sure Tony will remind us throughout the year who won this first one. So, congratulations, Tony, with a record of 14-4.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. Yep, I am now the winner.
Woo-hoo! Are the champ.
Golf clap. Yes. Yes, I am the champion. I'm going to. Yes, I'm the golf champ. I mean, I'm not the golf champion. I'm the champion of this year's hometown homer pick'em. And yes. But how did the rest of it all play?
I am going to talk about that because where we are all very proud of you, that is not quite the story we've got for you. So when we took our hiatus and the guys pretty much picked their teams to throughout the rest of the season, I picked my team to lose the remainder of the season, which, by the way, I did very well picking them to lose the remainder of the season. Oren and Wayne also picked their teams to win out the season, and astonishingly, it brought our totals even. The three of us ended with a 10-8 record.
No.
What?
Yes.
Really?
So, yes. So there is a three-way tie. And now I do have a tiebreaker for second place with a record of 10-8.
It's me.
So I, just to get it out of the way, I put myself in last place because I'm a Commanders fan. And that is how the Commanders treated me this year.
Okay.
They hurt me deeply. So we do not deserve to be in second place. So I graciously
bowed out. All right.
Bowed out. Right. And I left the competition to Oren and Wayne. Hence the coin flip earlier in the episode. Which Wayne won. He won the coin flip, so he is second place. So the standings go as follows.
That's some bullshit.
See, Oren was busy prepping media. He wasn't even dialed in, man. That was
right.
If I was dialed in, I would have.
I did not say what the coin flip was for. But Tony, you won the league.
Thanks. Thank you.
Wayne, woo! Followed by Oren, and then I'm cleaning up in the rear.
That was last week.
I'm catching all those
pennies. All right. Okay, guys. All right. So without further ado, let's get right to it. Oren, take it away.
Yeah. All right, guys. How's everyone doing? How are we doing? Good? Okay. All right. Here we go. Get right into it here. You know, once again, like I said, this year, trying to change things up a little bit, maybe. Will it be straight jokes? Will it be a little, you know, fancy saying? Who knows? But here we go. Guys, you know, I was going to start this week. I was going to start this week by telling you a cow joke.
Yeah, okay.
But I'd probably just butcher it. Hey guys,
I immediately looked to Wayne after every joke. Did he do it? Did he crack a smile? Did he do it?
Didn't even faze him.
Guys, you know, I love going outdoors. It's much safer than going out windows.
I like that one. That's a cute one. That's cute.
Hey guys, what always starts with a W and ends with a T?
What?
Yeah.
I fell for it.
Oh, okay. You hurt me, man. You hurt me.
Well, you know, hey, I just got a couple more. Put you out of your misery here, Wayne. Guys, what do you call a reluctant potato?
A reluctant potato.
A hesitator.
That was a good one, Wade. That was a good one. That was the best one so far. That was the best one so far. Okay.
Just because it's better than shit, it doesn't mean it's good.
Okay. All right. And let's see here. What do we got? You guys, I'll just leave you with this. You know, did you guys know a history degree is useless?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's no future in it.
You should have stopped with the potato.
Well, you know, I always try to take it one too far.
Hesitator.
You know,
that's, oh, if God. There's one, you know. I love that one. That's great.
There's one bad quality I have is going too far, too hard, too long. Take that for what it's worth. All right, guys. Yeah, so you know, he called in a little earlier than he was supposed to. That I'm gonna have to talk to him about it. But yeah, my little factors, they went out and they found our old friend Skeletor again.
Oh, okay.
And you know, he wanted to share this little tidbit with us. So let's see if I can get him back on the phone here. Skeletor, are you there? Okay, I was told he's there, so let's see what he has to say. Maybe. Skeletor, are you there?
Remember, you don't have a skeleton inside of you. You're a brain. You're inside of a skeleton. You're piloting a bone mech that's made of meat armor. Until we meet again.
Wow.
Okay.
Thank you, Skeletor.
Yeah, thank you, Skeletor.
Thank you, Skeletor.
You know, calling in from that Castle Grayskull on high.
It's good reception over there.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, no, really? Yeah. Dang, I wish I had his reception and probably has better Wi-Fi too. Anyway, all right, guys. So I say we go over some poll results.
Here. Sweet.
Poll results. Yeah. I don't know. These poll results will make you revolt, I guess. All right. So we asked you guys, our lovely listeners and ourselves, have you ever had an item stuck in your body? And guys, it was a landslide.
Really?
Yes, it was a landslide. 85% to 15%. No. People said no, they have not. And I'm calling bullshit right now. Yeah, you're all liars.
Right? I agree.
And
I agree.
Just fess up to it. There's nothing to be ashamed about. Everyone's had the, you know, you put a bean in your nose or something.
Yeah, or something.
You know,
I want to know about that 15%.
I mean, I haven't myself.
I'm very curious about the 15%.
I'm one of the 15%. I actually put yes. And then we also had another person that sent us a DM. Again, the knowledge of nothing on Instagram sent us a DM. It was Mara. And Mara said, to answer our question, for 9 months. So
oh, that's good.
Nice. So she, really, yeah, good. So yeah, there we
Mara,
go.
This is for you. Well done.
Yes. Mara, you take the jokes.
There, yes, right. So again, I had something stuck in my I'm not gonna spend too much time into it, but one time when I was a kid, I was lying on my back and I actually I put a quarter in my mouth for some god awful reason. I don't know why, but I just did. You know, you're a kid. You put it in. I put it in my mouth, and then all of a sudden, it went and lodged in my throat, and I came out, and I'm like I'm red. I can't breathe. It's the most horrendous thing. I come out. My dad sees me, and I'm like choking, and my dad. You would think that he would do like the Heimlich maneuver. No, not my dad, man. My dad was old school. He goes, fuck this. And he basically picked me up and he put me upside down and he shook me like this. And then the thing unlodged out of my throat and onto the floor. So my dad picked me up, put me upside down and shook me. And sure as shit, gravity took over and the quarter fell out of my mouth. So yes, I have had something stuck in my mouth, but yes, my dad did. And also the same thing happened to my daughter. My daughter was eating when she was a baby. I think I want to say maybe she was like 5 or 6. She actually did the same thing with the quarter while my dad was driving. And then they pulled off the side of the road and my dad did the same thing to her. And the coin came right out. So my dad is a lifesaver. He has saved myself and my daughter. So he is a true American hero, people. True American hero, my dad. So
basically, he just wanted his quarterback. Yes. Stop eating my money.
Yeah. Yeah. Man. Should've got Aaron Rodgers. Oh, wait, wrong quarter.
That's funny. All right. But anyway, yeah, that was my little my story. That's why I did mark yes on there. So, again, all right, guys, we're going to, you know what? We've got a sponsor break, and right after that, we're going to have some pop quickies. So first, a word from Soy Cat Candles.
Boo-boo.
This and every episode is sponsored by Soy Cat Candles, benefiting shelter animals and treating your nose holes since 2016. Visit soycatcandles.com to shop the latest product. Meow, meow.
And we're back. Let's get it started, guys.
It's time for Pop, Pop, Pop Quickies.
All right.
God, it feels like it's been a while since we heard that.
A long time. Yeah, it's been, what, maybe over, maybe like 2 months, I think, something like that. So.
Wow. And that's one of our oldest,
not long enough,
classic audio bumpers that I don't think we're ever going to get rid of.
No, we're not going to get rid of that.
It's classic.
Yeah,
it's classic. Is. All right, gents, I do have a random smattering of questions for you all, but I'll start off with this because it's kind of related to what I was talking about early in the show. And also, Tony, in a story that you provided last week.
Okay.
If you were to have one handyman skill, which one would you like to have?
I want to be an electrician. Because I think that, yeah, there's so much in my house that revolves around electricity. I wish I could kind of pop things out and fix them and just do it myself. I wish I had that as a way of having a handyman set of skills. Electrician, and plus I think you can make a lot of money as an electrician, so that would be the one that I would go with.
You know, it's funny, that figures, you know.
Based why do you say that figures?
Because my first thought would be like a carpenter, you know, like woodwork, you know. And you're very techie, like,
yes,
you like
that's
gadgets
true.
And tech, and you know, every room I'm sure in your house has some kind of Siri or Alexa or something like that listening to you. And you've got all kinds of, your best friends are with AI and, you know, you know, you're very bougie. You've got a, you know, like a toilet that shoots water up your ass. I mean, like, and me, yes. I just want a cabin in the woods, right?
Okay.
Simple mm-hmm. life. You know, I like wood. I like woodworking. I like the smell of wood. And I wish I had those skills, because I don't. I do not have any of those skills. I wish if I was to ever learn a trade, it would be woodworking. Because I like the furniture in the wood carving and things like that. So I like the simpler things, you know, working with your hands. You smell like wood. You got sawdust all over you. All that stuff appeals to me. And you're like, tech. you know, tech,
yeah,
electrician. I need more power. I need more yes. things in my house to just make it, you know, a smart home.
I think the reason why I thought electricity too was because back to my sauna.
Yes.
I have to, so once that's installed, once that's built, then I have to then change over the plug to a bigger size. And I wish I kind of knew what that is. Yeah, something like that. Yeah, 240, yeah. Whatever that means. So, yes, I think that's what I have to go to. It shows you how much I know.
Hey, Oren, how about you, man?
Oh, that's easy. I would be a plumber.
Plumber.
Really?
Okay. Yeah.
I like how we all pick something different.
Around, I could walk around with loose jeans with my ass crack out. And I could clean all the pipes, if you know what I mean.
Clean the pipes, that's or lay right. pipe, one of the that's two, right?
Yeah. Find all that loose change.
Oh, that's a great one.
I'd be laying the pipes and cleaning the system, yeah.
Wow. Wow. Okay. So, follow-up question, because this could be slightly different, okay? What blue-collar profession would you choose to do if you don't have to worry about how much money you had to make from it? I mean, you would financially, you'd be fine, you know. What would you do? Because would it be the same thing that you picked, or would it be something completely different?
No, you know what? I've always had this fascination, and it's weird because I don't know why. I've always wanted to be a trash man. I always really? was fascinated by the fact that these guys can ride on this truck all day and just pick shit up and then just throw it into this big machine, and then this machine would kind of crunch it all together. I don't know. It always that seemed very fascinating to me. So I would pick that. I would want to be like a trash man, because I don't know. You would probably find things, then you would also kind of. I don't know. It just seems very fascinating. You get an insight to human beings that probably no other profession could ever give you. No, not going. Well, but you can. Yeah, throw it in there, and you can kind of see what's going on there. And
was this something that you kind of got fascinated with growing up? Because you see it as a kid, and these because like nowadays, it's yes. like they have these more bins. I don't know if they're more automated nowadays. Where back in the day, they would actually physically pick those trash cans.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say. Now they're lazy. They just drive the machine and they push a button and the two prongs pick it up and dump the trash and then they drive off. And they're always late. Anyway,
it's true. But again, I don't know. I just that would be a job that I've been fascinated with, and I feel like I could do that or like a truck driver. I would love to kind of learn how to just drive a semi and just cruise on the road, because I love driving. So those are the two professions. Yeah, they all
stop at Buggies.
Yes, they both revolve around trucks. So there you go.
How about you, Brian?
I think maybe to work construction, specifically like building homes.
Yeah.
And again, like I'd love to know how to do a lot of my own home repair, make it my way, you know enough knowledge to know when it's done right. And you know, it's funny because you know, even that South Park episode where the blue collar people, nobody knows how to do things anymore. I kind of feel like that, and that frightens me. I feel like I know enough knowledge on basic repair to get by, but you can always expand upon that. And I don't like relying on other people. So if I know how to do it myself and know what I'm doing confidently, I would feel pretty good about that. As far as a secondary thing goes, I've always wanted to work and own my own vineyard or keep bees. Yeah, you know, I like the outdoors. I always feel like the scenery is beautiful. It seems relaxing to me, even though I've never done it. It seems relaxing. So I just, you know, not to say that it's not hard work, because it is hard work, but I'm not afraid of hard work. But it just, the scenery, you're outdoors, it's just...
And you get to the benefit of like the fruits of your labor, right? So
absolutely,
you're tending to it, you're caring
like,
for it.
I get what I put into it.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's rewarding to me as well. It's kind of a weird thought. But anyway, so those would be the jobs I'd like.
How about you, Big O?
Yes.
Don't like to lay the pipe?
I lay the pipe all day, every day.
All right. So just some quick background. I was like, Dave and I were discussing this the other day and just kind of like, you know, what would our answers be? Because we're kind of thinking about this would be a good question for you guys or not. And it's funny enough, electrician would be one of the skill sets I would like to learn as well.
So, oh, wow.
Tony.
Okay.
Be more comfortable.
Shocked.
With
that, like,
well, yeah, exactly. Electricity just scares the shit out of me.
Yeah, me too.
It will kill you.
Yeah. Yeah. So it could kill you. So yeah, definitely wanted to have that kind of knowledge set. But
I'll put you in touch with my Uncle Wayne.
But the second thing, Dana, she mentioned that she wanted to be like operate like a ranch for her profession, to raise animals for not for slaughter, but to, you know, benefit from their, you know, whatever they provide, and like, you know, chickens, you know, making milk or whatever, those kind of things.
That'd be a non-kill ranch. That'd be awesome. Yeah.
So I think that's what her, and so I was like, oh, well, and for me, for profession, I was decided between something more mechanic based because I'm very kind of into that kind of gearhead type of thing. Yep. But I think ultimately, I think I was actually leaning towards what Brian picked first, carpentry, because I do like being working with my hands and actually, and that kind of be able to create something and be able to make it functional. I think will be a really cool tool set or profession to be in. So
yeah,
yeah. So we're kind of I like good answers, guys. Great answers.
Sweet.
All right. Let's see here. I had this random question, and this is kind of built from my personal experience of watching Netflix. Would you rather perceive life at half speed or 1.5 speed? And the thing is, not like you have super abilities, but everything happens either seems to be happening super fast around you or happening to be happening super slow around you.
Half speed, slow.
Yeah, me too. I agree. Half speed, because I already know that time is a precious commodity, and if I could somehow slow that down and just really savor the moment, I keep talking about that. And it's something I'm really focusing on. But yes, I think it would give you a little bit more time to look for gratitude and really process things too. I my mind goes a million miles an hour, and if there's some way I could kind of slow down time so that my mind can kind of figure things out and then be more aligned with that, because I feel my mind is at like. I feel my mind is at 1.5 speed constantly. So if I have this 0.5, I think they would line up. They would line up perfectly. What's that? What did you say?
I don't see that. I was just kidding.
So I would say that 0.5 speed.
All right.
Yeah, 0.5. I just want to savor those moments. And I know the argument is, well, you have bad moments too that would just be prolonged, but you know, the good outweighs the bad. And
well, and you learn from those bad moments.
Yeah, you do. And I never realized how fast time flies until I had kids. And I look at them now, they're both taller than me, and they are, you know, becoming small adults now right before my eyes, and I just want more time. I want more time with them, but I know that they're eager to start their journey and stuff, but I just selfishly, I want more time. I want them to have more time with me. So you know, like, time is something that I think about a lot, and I always want more of it. So
all right. Great answers, gentlemen. And since we talked about it a little bit earlier due to echo, what do you think is in a worse state as of right now? We asked this kind of question before, I think in season 2. Mm. MCU, Lucasfilm, or the DCU?
Oh.
Who's in a worse state right now?
Is DCU even a thing anymore?
DCEU is now no longer a thing, but DCU or whatever it is. Isn't it now what it's called now?
Yeah,
DCEU. Well, at least they're getting a reboot, right? I mean, they're things are going to start
but there's
taking
nothing
off
there yet.
I know, but there's still hope. I think that's the difference. I think that's the difference between the DCEU and then Marvel, the MCU, and Lucasfilm. There's no hope. We're far.
New hope.
There's no hope with Star Wars at this point. The only like light, the only kind of bright light in that is Andor right now. And I think that's pretty much it. So if I have to think of anything, the MCU is probably in the worst shape of all of it, because no matter what they try to put out, it's just all shit. And it's all, I don't know. They're having like an identity crisis. I don't know what is going on, but it's just, it is a mess through and through. There's no, they haven't put out anything that is really solid in content in a long, long time. So to me, the MCU is in the most dire strait right now. And that's where I go.
I think they just need to go back and make things simple.
Yes. Again,
you know, I mean, not just MCU, all of it, really.
Yeah.
But anyway,
I'd say the worst state is the DC.
Oh, really? Wow.
That has been off my radar for a long time. And I literally do not care about anything. And it hurts me because I was such a Batman fan. I know that there's supposed to be a new Batman movie coming out. I don't care. I have no interest in it at all. The DC universe is just like, the last good thing I think I saw from there was the Batman and then probably Peacemaker. I thought James Gunn was going to kind of revitalize this and make me excited about it again, but he hasn't. And I don't care about the new Superman project. Aquaman movie just came out. I didn't even entertain the thought of going to see it. I just wanted nothing to do with it. As far as Marvel and Star Wars go, I actually think South Park helped them by bringing out the Panderverse.
Yes.
And to be honest with you, I've seen a lot of coverage in the media about both franchises since then, about how they want to go into a new direction, they want to do. So I actually do have hope that because they were so publicly exposed on their flaws, that maybe somebody listened. And I understand that these things take time to fix, but my hope for Star Wars is that they did the smart thing and laid low for a while. They didn't really release anything into theaters for now several years. They've been primarily focused on the streaming service. And I think whatever new Star Wars movie hits the theaters, I will reserve my judgment on to see if they have kind of taken a new direction or not. But then as far as Marvel goes, my hope is Spider-Man. And right now, they are in a funk. I hope whenever Spider-Man 4 comes out, that is my hope. I hope it's great again. So I'm waiting for those two things to happen. I'm waiting for the new Star Wars movie to hit the theaters and Spider-Man 4 to see. But as far as DC goes, I've lost interest.
So real quick about that, I just kind of you triggered my memory on something. It's interesting that this year in 2024 there's only one MCU film, which is going to be Deadpool.
Yes.
Okay.
And they scale back their release schedule as well. They're greenlit also is the Mandalorian and Grogu film.
Yeah, I don't want to see a buddy cop.
Yes.
Modern Sun film.
Directed by Jon Favreau.
No, but dude, he didn't do good in like season 3 was like the worst Mandalorian episode or like season ever. So I don't know. Again, I just think that
we'll see what happens. Huh?
Yeah. What do you think, Warren?
Better than Hawkeye.
Yeah. What do you think, Warren? Which one's in the most dire strait, man? Which one's in the most dire need right now?
Dire need DC, then Marvel, then Star Wars. That's my order. I'll always give Star Wars a chance, even though the last three, and I've been for the last one, but just because when I was younger, that's really the first one I saw that was like, okay, cool. So I always have that in my mind.
Yep.
Until I see what they put out, then I think, oh, that's crap. But but yeah, so that's sort of my thinking on it. And like I said, just strip everything down, go back to the basics, forget all this, you know, multiverse crap and, you know, all this mumbo jumbo of magical shit. you know, just
you know, back to that multiverse concept. You know, the concept sounds awesome, right? In reality, though, and South Park nailed this so much in that episode for Panderverse.
Yeah.
Because again, you think multiverse and you're thinking all these fucking cool stories where they can mash things up and like really go fucking crazy with it. And it all amounts to different styles of shirt. That was what the MCU was. It was like, oh, I've got a dolphin shirt on. Oh, I've got a commander shirt on. And that's basically the gist of the whole multiverse. It was just a bunch of different shirts. There was nothing of substance in there. It was just the cosmetic facelift, if you will, and that was it. So they nailed that perfectly. Yeah,
I think the only two films that I think they've done any kind of multiverse right is Spider-Verse and Everything Everywhere.
Yes, yeah, and those are the two, and that's it. There's nothing else that he's even come close that takes you on that journey of like the possibilities and really nails it like those two did. So
Back to the Future. <It's kidding.
laughs> That's time travel. That's different, though.
Yeah. Well, you know, you saw the BIF verse, right? Where
it's true. Yeah.
True. Right. Different timelines.
And Marty and Doc had to fix the whole thing. Bring them back in.
All right, gentlemen, last question for this edition of Pop Quickies in 2024, or first edition of Pop Quickies in 2024, I should say. What order do you do these? This is a very, very deep question. Shit,
wake up,
shower, shave. What's your order?
I masturbate.
Oh, that's not it. It's a start with S.
Oh, listen, you nailed it. That is the order right there. Shit. So I get up in the morning, I have a cup of coffee, and then immediately I have to go. So then I'm like, you know what? While I'm there, while I'm in the bathroom, I'm just going to knock out my shower. So then I get in the shower afterwards, and I feel like I start the day fresh, and then I will shave right after that. So if I do shave, I haven't shaved in like fucking, so shaving is like very low on my list. It used to be like every day I would shave because of where I worked, but yeah, so you nailed it. Shit, shower, and shave. That's exactly how my day goes. Mm-hmm. There you go.
The way my bathroom is set up, right when you walk into the door, you're facing the sink, and then to the left of the sink is the toilet, and then to the left of that is the shower. So that is how I do it. I don't like to, even though it's just a step to the right, I don't like to go back. So when I walk in, and that's, you know, I'm getting ready for work, or I'm getting up in the morning and just getting ready for the day, I'll shave first. If I do shave that day, I don't shave every day, but I shave first, and then I always use the restroom before I hop into the shower, because, you know, like, you just want to feel comfortable and clean in the shower. You don't want to be feeling like you're holding something in. So I take care of that, right? You unload, and then you go clean up, right? So the shower unload. The shower kind of like, if I've missed any shaving cream on my face, the shower will take care of that. I feel fresh and light after the unload. You know, you clean up down there, so you feel, you know, fresh and light coming out of it.
A new segment called the unload. Yeah,
the unload. So that is the order I go in. And yeah, I don't bounce back and forth. I'm not a ping pong ball.
Maybe we should do that. It, get off my con. We should now call it the unload.
Yeah. The unload.
The unload.
Yeah, we keep evolving the name of that shit. Thing. Yes, exactly. Yeah. We're unloading the shit.
I guess it would be, I don't know. Well, I guess it would be like Brian. I mean, I would go, you know, to the sink first, and then the toilet, then the shower. Unless I have to go to the toilet first, then it would be toilet, shower, sink. So that's my cop out answer. Yes, Tony. Wow. Tony, Brian, bias.
That's all right.
Or it's just whatever needs taken care of first. That's
exactly.
It.
Exactly.
Whatever problem you want to tackle first.
Yes. The
but it's always the toilet before the shower.
Got yes. You. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's the one constant.
All right. Yeah. Sweet. Well
done, gents. Well done.
All right.
Tony,
thanks.
Back to you.
Yeah, sure. So thanks again for that pop quickie segment. And Oren, where can people find us on our social media platforms, my friend?
All right, real quick. It's gone long enough. Everybody, you want to find us? Here we go. TikTok, Conman, Cero Uno. That is 01 for layman's terms, but Cero Uno for us, Conman. Twitter, or X, I guess, as it is. It's at the Conman One. Instagram is at the Knowledge of Nothing. Facebook, the Knowledge of Nothing. And everyone, don't forget, if you have an Audible account, you can listen to us on Audible. Yes, go there, download us.
Spotify and iTunes, and we're actually on iTunes, the what is it? The podcasting app.
Yeah, podcasting app. Anywhere you find your podcast, you will find us, even in Virginia. And
you hear that, AI? You hear that?
Yes. Oh, they heard it.
Virginia, we want to take it to Pakistan next. No, anyway.
Yes. Can we go to China? Let's go to China next. What? Come on, guys.
We're going to Conman solving all the world's problems. Oh, anyway, before we get too much on a tangent there, everybody, if you want to get a hold of us, we know, please give us some, you know, whether you like the show or not, don't hold back, just let us know, hey, you guys suck, you guys are great. Info at theknowledgeofnothing.com is where you can find that, and or do that, you know, let us take you where you need to be, as I like to say. And guys, just remember, if I may leave people with this, remember, it's all shits and giggles until someone giggles and shits. Keep listening, everybody. We love you.
All right. And Brian, what would you like to say to our fans before we call it a show, my friend?
Yeah. Thank you for listening, everybody. Thank you for your continued support with the show. Stay safe out there. Have fun out there. And we love you all. Thank you so much.
All right, and again, thank you for taking this journey into nothing with us. This has been the Knowledge Nothing Podcast, and as always, we will see you all next time. Woo-woo! Woo-woo! Go Cowboys.
Go Packers. Sad.
Go Cowboys.
Go Packers.
Right. Go Cowboys.
Commanders, try not to lose the offseason.
Go Steelers. Go Steelers and Rams.
I saw a meme the other day somebody put up on, I think it was Instagram, and it says, breaking news. The Angels are out of playoff contention for 2024. I'm like, yep, that's it. That about sums it up, man. That about sums it up.
You know what would be funny, though, and it's not going to happen, but as if they came back and they actually won the World Series.
That'd be amazing.
It would be amazing, but there is no fucking way in hell.
There's no way. Yeah.
They're done, man.
Tony, let me ask you. If the Angels make it to the playoffs, we'll just say playoffs, would you fly out here for a playoff game?
Fuck yeah, I would. I mean, because that's the first time they've been in a playoff game in like how many years?
As a podcast team, should we announce that if they make the playoffs, we'll all go see a game together? A playoff game?
Yeah, dude, I'm down. I'm down with that.
Yeah.
I don't know if Wayne looks confused. Like, I know. I don't know. Oh, come on. It's just one game, one day. Come on. That's it. But it ain't going to happen, Wayne, so you don't even have to just commit to it. Just play lip service.
Consider the odds of this, lip service.
Yes, exactly.
It's a safe bet, right?
It's a fucking safe bet. You just say yes. Say yes, I'm emphatically in there, 100%.
You know what? I'm down for a $20 beer, sure.
Yeah, there you go. See? That's it. Man, did you see like last night at the game? Did you see last night at the game? People were taking their beverages from the Chiefs game last night, and they were pulling
them on that person's head.
No. They would just open the tab. Like somebody had a bottle of water. They just cracked open the water, and it instantly turned into ice. It would, and then the same thing would happen with their beer too. They would open up their beer. Thing was would come out, and it instantly turns to ice.
I'd be licking that thing like cool a beersicle.
Well, see, Tony, there you go. Now you don't have to go outside and do it because you saw it firsthand.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, but I still want to do it for our engagement. And, and honestly, I'd like to burn myself. That would be fun for the show, too. So if it fails.
Sarah, make sure to record it in slow-mo. I want it in slow-mo.
Yes,
that's all I need to have, right?
There's actually a new new, I'm going to have it ready for next week. I have found the perfect soundbite for whenever I need to talk to Sarah. There's this fail video that we found of this guy. He's in a kayak for some reason. He's in a fucking kayak. I don't know what the story is, but he goes, Sarah, I need your help. I need your help. And I'm like, Sarah, I need to turn that into my fucking ringtone. Yeah. That's exactly what I need to do. I'm going to have it. I'm going to take that out next week, and I'm going to share it with you guys. It is the most amazing thing. I found it, and I was just I'm going to use that. Yeah.
Do you remember like seeing those little things from Staples, the easy button? Remember those things?
Oh, yeah.
We need to get a programmable version of that and have that for that sound bite. So you just hit that thing every time and you go.
I've got my soundboard right here. It's going to go on my soundboard and we're going to use that. And every time I bring that up, it's the most pathetic thing that you've ever seen. This guy in the kayak going, Sarah, I need help, Sarah. Anyway.